The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra. The orchestra opens the program with Paint No Use. Here's something that's most unusual, the sort of thing that doesn't happen often. Back in 1919, Jell-O received a fine letter of praise from Mrs. Ray T. Thorne of New York City. And now, 17 years later, we hear from Mrs. Thorne again. She's a real friend of Jell-O. Just listen to what she says. Some 17 years ago, I wrote to you telling how much our family enjoyed Jell-O and how Tommy, then seven, had rushed to the kitchen and scrawled Jell-O on the order list. I thought you might be interested to know that we still use only Jell-O and that the Tommy of my first letter is now a naval aviator, but still a Jell-O fan. While he was playing football in college, he came home from practice every day to raid the icebox. If he found no Jell-O, a whale of huge proportions went up. One night when I had the entire squad for dinner, Tom asked me to serve Jell-O, and the training coach heartily approved. So I want to thank you for giving me, during 30 years of housekeeping, a simple, wholesome, delightful gelatin dessert. No other compares with Jell-O. That's fine, Mrs. Thorne. Your letter means a lot to us. Many, many thanks for sending it. There aren't many products that can boast such loyalty as yours. And here's wishing you and your aviator son all the luck in the world. And now we bring to you the man who returned to the air last Sunday with a deluge of merriment, a gale of laughter, and a worried look, Jack Benny.
Me worried. Well, hello again, folks. This is Jack Benny, who wasn't a bit more nervous last Sunday than he is right now.
Oh, no?
No.
Why, Jack, as many years as I've been with you, that was the first time that I ever saw you so jittery. An old trooper like you.
Well, after all, Don, it was our opening program.
Well, that was nothing to get excited about. You know, I wasn't nervous.
No, not much. You were stammering so much before you got through. Jell-O had 12 delicious flavors.
Well, that's twice as good as ever before.
Yes, and twice as stammery for me. There, yes. Well, I can't argue with you there. But, Don, seriously, did you hear any reports on last week's program? You know, any comments?
Well, no, Jack, but I happen to have a few clippings with me. Here's one from the San Francisco Examiner.
Oh, the Examiner. Let's see it. Sunday radio reviews. Manhattan merry-go-round, very good. Phil Baker, excellent. Eddie Cantor, great. Jack Benny, 8:30 to 9. Well, that's quite a notice, isn't it?
You did all right.
Not a rave, but at least it isn't a panning. Any other glowing reports, Don?
Oh, yes. Here's one from a local paper, Jack. Read it.
With a big headline, no less. Well, Jack Benny's first program goes over with a thud. You must have thought it was our thud program. It was our fuss.
Well, what else does it say, Jack?
Oh, it says, all in all, Benny's humor showed the most complete display of brass that this critic ever heard. Brass, he must be talking about the band. I'll have to speak to Phil Harris about that.
Did you call me, Jack?
No, Phil, I was just talking to Don about our fuss program. have you heard any reports on it?
Nothing to speak of.
I see. But say, Phil, I did hear some awfully nice things about you.
Thanks, Jack. I hear some awfully things about you, too.
Hey, read that right, will you?
Oh, pardon me. I mean, I heard some awfully nice things about you.
He's just a little excited, folks. But you know, Phil, you were a little nervous last week, too. You were shaking, so I don't see how you ever managed to lead your orchestra.
Oh, it was easy, Jack. I just grabbed my baton real tight, and my nerves did the rest.
Oh. Well, you deserve a lot of credit, huh? Come in.
Telegram for Jack Benny.
Oh, thank you. Gee, this has been going on all day, folks. Oh, Don, listen to this one. Heard your program last Sunday night and can appreciate how you feel.
Well, who's that from, Jack?
The New York Giants.
Oh.
Well, it was nice of them to remember me. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack. Gee, you look so tan and ragged.
Mary, you did that joke last week.
Well, you still look ragged.
Oh. Say, you're starting out pretty good tonight, but last Sunday you were plenty nervous.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Why, the script in your hand was shaking like a leaf.
It was not. I was waving to my mother in the third row.
Oh, your mother, huh? Well, your mother was in Plainfield, New Jersey.
Oh, then I must have been nervous.
Yeah. Well, Mary, did you hear any... we're laughing more than the audience tonight. Mary, did you hear any comment on our show?
No, Jack, but I got the loveliest telegram from a couple of sailors. Imagine.
Sailors? Oh, Navy boys.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Listen to this. Heard you on Jack Benny's broadcast last Sunday night and thought you were wonderful. Signed, Seaman Seaman.
Seaman? That's Simone. Simone. Simone.
Oh, they were seasick.
Yeah, yeah.
Say, Jack.
Oh, hello, Kenny. Say, you're here alone tonight. Where's your girl?
Which one?
Oh, you know, the one who wanted a lock of my hair last Sunday.
Oh, the dopey one.
Yeah. Well, what do you want, Kenny?
Oh, a wire just came through you. Here, I opened it by mistake.
That's fine. What do you mean you opened it by mistake?
He thought he could read.
Oh. Well, give me that wire, Kenny, and after this, be careful.
Gee, he's dumber than last year.
He is not.
I am, too.
All right. Oh, hey, fellas. Get this wire. Oh, boy. Get this. It says, felicitations on your debut last Sunday, repercussions of which are still reverberating. Cease. Your nonchalance and savoir-faire dominated the festivities throughout. Cease. Accept my sincere approbation.
Who's that from, Jack?
Freddie Bartholomew. Wasn't that sweet? Well, somebody likes to play, Phil. That was Sing, 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 played by Phil Harris and his orchestra. And very good.
Thanks.
Well, we went Simone one better there, I think. But, Phil, I notice you're still a little nervous.
Well, to tell you the truth, Jack, I invited two of my girlfriends up to see the broadcast. And they're sitting in the front row, and, well, naturally, I'm a little self-conscious.
Oh, well, I know how you feel. You see, I had some girls up to the broadcast tonight myself. I invited Claudette Colbert, Joan Bennett, and Carol Lombard.
Yes, I noticed those three vacant seats.
Oh. Well, you know how heavy traffic is today. Hey, Kenny. Where's Kenny?
Here I am, Jack.
Oh, it's time for your song. What's it going to be tonight?
Well, Jack, I want to do something real good, so I'm going to sing Make Believe from Showboat.
All right, go ahead. Oh, wait a minute. Say, Don, we're about halfway through our program. Haven't you been strangely silent?
What do you mean, Jack?
You know.
Oh, yes, Jack. Jell-O is first in favor because it's first in flavor. So be sure to insist on genuine Jell-O, which comes in six delicious flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry,
orange, lemon, and lime.
Oh,
You know, we should have been vaccinated before Mr. Blue came in. Sing, Kenny, sing.
The game of just supposing is the sweetest game I know. Our dreams are more romantic than the world we see. And if the things we dream about don't happen to be so, that's just an unimportant technicality. We could make believe I love you, only make believe that you love me. Others find peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't you? Couldn't I? Couldn't we make believe our lips are blending in a phantom kiss, or two or three? Might as well make believe I love you. For to tell the truth, I do.
That was Jerome Kern's Make Believe, sung by Kenny Baker with Phil Harris at the baton. And it really was thrilling.
Jack, that's swell. Thanks a lot.
Phil, I meant that for Kenny.
Oh.
Thanks, Jack.
Well, it was really swell, Kenny. It was great. It was so clear, and I don't know, your voice seemed to be so high tonight.
Ah, you just noticed it because my salary's so low.
Well, Kenny, next week, sing Asleep in the Deep, and you won't notice it. I'm going to wait for that laugh. I think it's awfully good. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before going any further with tonight's program, I feel that I must take advantage of this opportunity and announce our feature attraction for next week. I'm sure that all of you have heard of Shakespeare, and most of you are familiar with his works, especially Romeo and Juliet. Well, that's what we're going to present for your entertainment next Sunday night, our version of Romeo and Juliet.
See, a double feature.
Yes. Bank night, too, and there. I wanted to keep this a surprise, but we've put so much time and thought into it that I simply cannot restrain myself any longer. Are you glad?
Hooray!
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, Romeo and Juliet, the greatest romance of all time. A story as tender as a rosebud.
As thrilling as love's young dream.
As touching as a letter from home.
As tempting as a dish of Jell-O. As strong as the Rock of Gibraltar.
And slow as molasses.
Quiet. We'll speed it up. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we will present tonight a preview of some of the highlights from this immortal classic, which we are going to offer next week, Romeo and Juliet.
Romance.
Ah, Juliet, my love. Wherefore art thou, Juliet?
Up here on yon balcony. Come, climb up to me, Romeo.
Wait, my sweet, whilst I build this ladder.
Suspense!
Ah, Juliet, my betrothed. The ladder is nearly finished. Tell me, is thine father home?
Yes.
Gazoo!
Drama!
Well, children, it sure is nice to see you all this evening, and I...
It's a drama, not grandma.
Oh, nurse.
Tragedy!
Ah, methinks my task is complete. I shall ascend yon ladder to my love.
Now, can this be the balcony?
No, this is a mezzanine. The balcony is three flights up.
Then I shall climb further.
Romeo! Romeo, art thou hurt? Art thou hurt, Romeo?
Was Romeo hurt? Will he recover? Can the ladder be fixed?
Don't tell him, Don. Make him listen. So, ladies and gentlemen, be sure and listen in next Sunday night when we offer our complete version of Romeo and Juliet. Ah, to be or not to be, that is the question. Answer the phone, Mary.
Hello? Who? It's for you, Jack. New York calling. It's Mr. Lawton Campbell of General Foods.
Oh, the boss.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Hello? Hello, Mr. Campbell. Yes, yes. Did you hear what we're going to do next Sunday night? What's that? Oh. Why, I thought it was a swell idea. But, Mr. Campbell, we've spent a lot of time preparing it, and, gee, we've already built the ladder. No, it isn't the money. It's the principle of the thing. Now, wait a minute, Mr. Campbell. I know you're the sponsor, and your word is law. But I've always tried to please you, and I think this is going just a little too far.
Careful what you say, Jack.
Please, Don. Now, listen, Mr. Campbell. I don't want to argue about this thing, but I've been in show business a good many years, and I think I know the pulse of the public.
Watch your blood pressure, Jack.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you something. I've already announced Romeo and Juliet, and we're going to do it.
Gee, I'm scared.
Okay, Mr. Campbell, okay. I don't care if this is my last program. Yeah, I realize what this means. But whether you like it or not, Romeo and Juliet is going on next Sunday night. Goodbye. How do you like that? What do you... Gee, that burns me up. These don'ts, this heat, this jungle.
That was last week.
Oh, yeah. Thing has got me all upset.
Jack, weren't you just a little bit too hasty?
Well, who wouldn't be? You work and slave and try to do something high class, and what does it get you? Why are you all standing around there like a bunch of dummies?
Oh, take it easy, Jack.
Oh, take it easy, huh? You guess we're trying to do something new and different.
Now, if I were you, Jack...
You stay out of this. It ain't Charles Lawton talking, either. Now, listen, fellas. We're going through with this. We'll find out who's running this program. Boss or no boss. Romeo and Juliet goes on next Sunday night.
Atta boy, Jack.
Yes, sir. Yes, sirree. Killed me. Say, Don.
Yes, Jack.
Do you think there are enough people familiar with the story of this?
Why, certainly, Jack. Every school child knows it.
Well, I mean, do you think there are enough school children? I mean, you know, I don't want to do something
that... What's the matter now? You trying to get out of it?
Who, me? No, but you have to be careful about Romeo and Juliet. It's a little risque, you know. I have to watch out for the kiddies.
Also your job.
Yeah. Oh, it isn't that. I just don't believe in dashing into things blindly. And then, I don't know, Romeo and Juliet isn't topical.
Why, it is too, Jack. The picture is out and everybody is talking about it.
That's what I mean. It's too topical. Now, listen, fellas, maybe we ought to postpone Romeo and Juliet. You know, we can always do it. Give me the phone, Mary.
Here it is.
Oop.
You're a little shaky there, Jack.
No, I'm all right. Operator, give me long distance, please.
Yeah.
Say, you know what I think, Don? If we... long distance? I want to get New York City, Ashland, 8400. Yes, and hurry, please. Say, kid, you can all go home if you want to. I mean, there's no use hanging around here. There's nothing else
okay,
to do.
Jack.
I'll see you later. Good night. Good night, fellas. So long. Hurry that up, operator. Bum, 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 dee, dum, bum. Da dum, da dee, dum. Hello? Oh, I thought I heard someone. Hello, I want to speak to Mr. Campbell, please. Mr. Campbell? This is Jack Benny again. Yeah. Yes. Say, when we were talking before... you know, when I was kidding about next week's program, I... Well, this is awfully funny. I'll bet, Mr. Campbell, I bet you really thought we were going to do Romeo and Juliet. You did? That's one on you. Yes, yes, I sure will. Yes, sir. Well, look, Mr. Campbell, what would you suggest we do next Sunday night? Oh, a fellow as clever as you must have some idea. Hmm? What's that? A minstrel show? Oh, you mean a real old-fashioned minstrel show? Oh, sure. Thanks. Gee, I think that's a swell idea. What's that? Oh, no, Mr. Campbell, no, you can't be the interlocutor. That's my job. No, I'll have to put my foot down there. Mildly, of course. Well, goodbye, Mr. Campbell. Thanks for calling. Oh, yes, I called you. Yeah, well, thanks anyway. Yeah. Say, Mr. Campbell, I sure was a bad boy, wasn't I? Well, goodbye. Goodbye. Well, yum, bum, bum, dee, dum, bum.
Oh, Jack.
Why, Mary, I thought you went home.
Well, I decided to wait for you, Jack. I was a little worried.
Oh, everything is okay. In fact, I have a surprise for you, Mary. I just thought of a terrific idea. You know what I think we ought to do next Sunday night?
What?
A minstrel show. A real old-fashioned minstrel show.
Gee, that's swell. Do you think Mr. Campbell let you do it?
Oh, I think so. He's a regular guy. Say, if he tried to stop me from doing that, I'd really blow up.
Jack, what made you think of a minstrel show?
Oh, I don't know. It just flashed through my mind. I guess you'd call it inspiration. You know what inspiration means, Mary, huh?
Yeah, an order from the boss.
You little eavesdropper. Say, Mary, if you wait a few minutes, I'll take you home.
Okay.
I won't be long. Okay. Play, boys. Bum, bum, bum.
Extra, extra, extra good news. The makers of Jell-O have discovered a way to give you rich, luscious chocolate pudding far more easily and far more economically than ever before. With the new Jell-O chocolate pudding powder, you can make real old-fashioned pudding. Smooth, creamy, and chocolatey, just like the ones grandmother used to make back in the good old days. Now you can have them again, and this is all you have to do. Just combine the contents of a package of Jell-O chocolate pudding with some milk in the top of your double boiler, letting it cook until it becomes smooth and thick. When the mixture has cooled, serve it in sherbet glasses. You'll have enough for 6 helpings. And that means 6 happy people. Jell-O chocolate pudding is so simple, so inexpensive, and so downright delicious that you mustn't delay trying it. Ask your grocer for Jell-O chocolate pudding, and if he hasn't put it in stock yet, be sure he orders it for you. Remember the name, Jell-O chocolate pudding.
Last number of the 4th program in the new Jell-O series, and we'll be back next week with our minstrel show. Get it?
Mr. Benny.
Oh, Mr. Blue, are you still here?
Say, I heard you talking about that minstrel show next week, and I'd like to be in it.
Why, what could you do?
Well, I thought that maybe I could sort of play the villain.
A villain in a minstrel show. Good night, folks.
Help, help. Oh.
Fuel the Fine Romance by Jerome Kern is from Swing Time. This program originated in the NBC studios in Hollywood. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.